Nolte, Rambo, Last Blood is more proof you can't trust Rotten Tomatoes. By John Nolte on September 24, 2019. Only 28% of critics gave Sylvester Stallone's Rambo, Last Blood a fresh rating at Rotten Tomatoes, compared to 84% of the audience. And once again, as was the case with comedian Dave Chappelle's latest Netflix special, 35% compared to 99%, and Jennifer Garner's Peppermint, 17% compared to 72%, we see just how out of touch the critical class is with everyday moviegoers. Chappelle brilliantly mocked woke fascists, and Peppermint was basically about one of President Trump's angel moms getting revenge on the MS-13 gang that slaughtered her family. Gee, you think that had something to do with it? If that's not proof enough of a vast divide, look at the 100% to 17% disparity between the critical class and everyday moviegoers for Netflix's Knock Down the House. An adoring look at the avowed socialist representative Alexandria Ocasio-Crazy, DNY. Every single critic who reviewed it adored it. Real people, not so much. How about the 39% to 93% chasm for Angel Has Fallen? The latest chapter in the Fallen franchise featuring Gerard Butler's Secret Service agent Mike Banning, which mocks the Russia collusion hoax. Overcomer, another one of those unexpected Christian-themed hits at the box office. $32 million and counting, has a gap of 50% to 98%. For added lols, Overcomer, which features no stars and had no studio-backed promotional campaign, trounced all the woke fare, such as Stuber, Booksmart, Late Night, The Kitchen, and Longshot, at the box office. The problem here is cultural and political. The elite critical class have a massive diversity problem. And I am of course talking about intellectual and cultural diversity. A good example of this is last year's The First Purge, which earned praise from 54% of critics, nearly twice Rambo's percentage, when it's objectively a huge disappointment, a preachy piece of snore. I happen to be a fan of the Purge franchise, but The First Purge is a crushing disappointment. It's not only dull, but what had been a thematically driven franchise decided to get overtly political. Read, left-wing, and preachy, read, self-important, which took all of the fun out of the series. I don't have anything against left-wing movies per se, if they are well made. The First Purge is just terrible. But it was The First Purge's left-wing preaching, its wokeness, that hit the critical class's political sweet spot. So a whole lot of them gave an objective piece of garbage a passing grade, while only 28% of everyday moviegoers did the same. You don't expect every critic to line up with the audience. I pan blockbusters all the time, never for political reasons. But there is an obvious pattern here, and one that proves everyday moviegoers cannot trust Rotten Tomatoes, especially if you are anything close to right of center culturally or politically. Rotten Tomatoes and its cabal of left-wing critics are deliberately looking to deceive us and even tag us as racist for daring to enjoy a perfectly acceptable piece of entertainment. The more insidious goal of these critics falls under the umbrella of blacklisting. These partisan attacks are obviously geared towards ensuring that any movie that explores truths inconvenient to the left will take a media beating designed to hurt its chances at the box office and tar the creators as racists. These reviews are meant to have a chilling effect on artistic freedom and expression. P.S. I'll admit to being a minuscule part of the problem. I could probably join Rotten Tomatoes as a reviewer, but I'm not a big fan of joining, and one person is not going to make any real difference. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.